Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, welcome into a very special Radio Night Live Saturday night here. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to yet on today's broadcast, as we're going to go kind of in a couple of different directions. We're going to talk about China and some of the military challenges we're facing, and we're also going to celebrate a massive, important milestone for America's recovery as we go through the evening tonight. We're going to celebrate the reopening of Broadway, which was kind of key to the recovery of America after 9/11, and I think it's kind of key to the recovery of America after pandemic. And I don't know how to deal with some of these news stories I'm still seeing all over the place. You know, the president said today there's a story out on Fox News, even as we're going on the air here, that's talking about how the president is afraid to meet with his UN counterparts because he's afraid that that meeting, the UN meeting with his counterparts, when they have something like 100 world leaders get together, he's concerned that it could become a super spreader. Did you see the Florida Alabama game in the swamp today? Did you see the Nebraska Oklahoma game on college television, college football? Did you see the massive numbers of people that are experiencing and doing life together, and they're not concerned about things being super spreaders? And you know what? We're not seeing huge, incredible spikes. I've got some friends that are struggling with the Delta variant, and they know very well that they need to remove themselves from the equation. But here's the thing, and this is really important that you understand. The people that are vaccinated have no reason to fear that they are either going to pass on the virus or that they are going to get the virus. So if you are post-infection, you've already had COVID and you've recovered, first of all, you're in the best shape of all. If you're in post-COVID season of life, you had the infection, it did its worst, but you came through the other side, you've got the antibodies right now that the studies are showing are far superior to the vaccines. But if you've got that and a vaccine dose, or if you've got the vaccines, we are doing quite well when it comes to the ability for those that have at least partial immunity to fight this thing off in a significant way. And I know every day you're seeing some story, someone's bringing up to you, well, fully vaccinated person, contracted COVID. Yes, but how many have died of those breakthrough? And the only people getting the breakthrough infections are the people that have taken the vaccines but have not had COVID themselves. Post-COVID people are doing quite well. And so the idea that we've got to shut down all of life, this is they're fooling you. They're just having some fun at your expense. What they want to do is they want to take control of everything in the universe, and this is why they are doing things like posturing that the president can't be part of the UN meetings that are coming up because they're afraid it's going to be a super spreader. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. Let's go to the big board real quick. We do have a great show for you. We're going to talk to Gordon Chang about the very real concerns of General Mark Milley's interactions with the Chinese, as reported in the book written by Bob Woodward. If that is in fact true, we've got some very serious things to deal with. Sean Spicer is going to be with us tonight as well. Sean, of course, the former press secretary for President Trump, He's got some thoughts on that. He's also got a brand new book that's coming out, and we're glad to talk about a number of things with Sean tonight. And then in hour number two, instead of the Ladies Lounge, friends, last night here in New York City, I was part of a very special, you know that I have a weeknight version of Radio Night Live that airs Monday through Friday, only in New York City, and it's wholly dedicated to helping the city recover. This is why we do this show. And last night, we had a broadcast for Broadway that New York City loved, and it was just a wonderful, spectacular evening. It was a two-hour broadcast, and we went into some depth and detail in terms of what Broadway is going to be doing and facing in the weeks and months to come. But in the second hour, we had some real stars. We had Broadway historian Michael Riedel with us. We had Samantha Williams and Pearl Sun, who are both in upcoming debuts in new roles. One's in off-Broadway, one's on Broadway, that are going to be very significant roles. And then we had a two-time Tony Award winner, Brian Stokes Mitchell, who's done TV, film, and so much Broadway, it is almost impossible to describe the impact he's had on all of this. And they sat down at the table with us, and they told us their heart's concerns and goals and everything else for what we're going to be facing going forward in trying to get Broadway back to where it needs to be. So in hour number two tonight, we're going to let you here on the national side kind of peek in on what happened at that broadcast last night. A lot of that material we've captured, and we want you to hear tonight. Brian Stokes Mitchell also going to be doing one of our musical pieces tonight, and since Pearl Sun is the first Asian American to take a lead in a major Broadway role, as she will be playing the new lead in Come From Away, we are going to revisit that Tony Award-winning cast with their big hit, Welcome to the Rock, as another one of our musical selections tonight. So as you can tell, it's going to be an enormous show, and you've got to stick around for the full 2 hours to get all of it. And if you miss any of it, go get the podcast. By the way, we are podcasting in more places than we've ever podcasted before. We are on not only Apple Podcast and SoundCloud, but you can now get us on Audible, Amazon Music, iHeart, there's a Spotify, and a number of others. There's about 100 aggregators that you can get us through as well. But those big six or seven clearinghouses for podcasts, they've all picked us up in recent weeks, and we're super excited about that. And that is, of course, always absolutely free. We never put it behind a paywall of any sort. Now, some breaking news tonight. The Biden administration, as I just mentioned, expressing concern that their upcoming UN meetings are going to be a super spreader. So they're saying they may not let the president participate. This is their way of controlling him and his schedule and what they want him to be exposed to and what they don't. And I'm not talking about from a health standpoint. I'm talking about from a media and from reporters and from everything that the people want to do to, you know, kind of get questions answered. Like, you know, what happened in Afghanistan? And more importantly, what's happening on the southern border with that? Have you seen the bridge in Del Rio, Texas? Two nights ago, they had 4,000 people that were camped out under that bridge. Last night, they had 11,000 people. Tonight, they're closing in on 15,000 people camping out under the major highway bridge there that is in between Mexico and the U.S. border and where these migrants are at. And as this camp has just, engulfed that region, officials are describing it as completely out of control, and they really have no suggestion as to how to deal with it. Congressmen from the state of Texas are Republican and Democrat are speaking out, demanding that the administration give some more help and relief to where they need it, but they have not yet taken the time to even be concerned with it, much less do anything about it. And so this is turning into a massive problem. There are now at least 14,878 as of this afternoon. They expect that number to continue to grow. The temperature has been close to 100 degrees every day. You've got a lot of people from a lot of different countries that are there. This is really turning into an abject disaster. And remember, the Supreme Court has said that we can keep people in Mexico to have themselves vetted before we allow them in. So up to 80% of these people or more could be turned away from where they are. And as these numbers continue to swell, it is important. I think it's a national security issue that we get this under control, and we get it under control as quickly and as carefully as we can. There's got to be, on our southern border, we're catching 12 to 50 people on the southern border that are coming here from the Middle East and terror-related states every month. That's what we catch. Now, that doesn't mean that's all that's coming. Those are just the ones we catch. I would imagine that in a crowd this big, trying to get across, that there are going to be some people slipping in, trying to not be noticed, try to get across, try to do their thing. This is of utmost importance to the U.S., and I hope that they will take it quite seriously. And I want to know why, this is a puzzling question. Why is the Biden administration concerned that him meeting with 100 world leaders is a super spreader, and yet at that site on the southern border, there's not a single issue being raised about whether or not those 15,000 people that are coming here from only God knows where are in any kind of shape or fashion going to be spreading COVID when they get here as well? Wouldn't that make a lot of sense? If they said, well, maybe we should set up some testing sites and be screening for people that are there and maybe dealing with it on the border so that it doesn't get into the United States. Anyway, anything that develops or breaks tonight, we'll make sure we're on top of tonight for you as well. Breaking news, when it happens, why, what it means, why it matters. Always part of what Kevin McCullough does. But we continue with a very special night from New York as we continue right here on radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
If you're just joining us, screen, if you're joining us on Biz TV or on our screen, which you can see at twitter.com, that is the curtain up stage. You're going to hear a lot about that in hour two tonight, because the Broadway relaunch tomorrow here in New York City, there will be, I believe it's something like a dozen different Broadway companies doing songs from their shows free of charge in Times Square tomorrow, and that's the stage where it will all take place. They have had a couple events there over the last couple of days, and that's why they are there. But before we get to our fun Broadway hour in the second hour, we've got some serious news to deal with, and I'm always so honored to have my next guest, Gordon Chain, join us. He's the most serious advocate, pundit, whatever you want to call it, in the known universe as it pertains to Southeast Asia and what's going on in China and North Korea, etc. And always so honored to have him with us. But I want to know what the Chinese are thinking about the Mark Milley controversy. The General Mark Milley, head of the Joint Force, he's the chief of the Joint Forces, and I want to know his thoughts on this. And Gordon G. Chang on Twitter is where you follow him, and Gordon, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, John.
I think the world was pretty rocked by Bob Woodward's admissions in this book that he got information on these two phone calls that seemed to put General Mark Milley in very bad light. The first one, a little less controversial and maybe more explainable, but certainly the claim in the second call that if there were issues related to the U.S. going on offense, going so far as to pledge that he would alert the Chinese in the event of a U.S. attack. I don't want to be overly simplified here, Gordon. I don't want to misquote what the potential is for being understood. But to your understanding, is that how these phone calls were interpreted? And more importantly, how do the Chinese look at now this controversy in America, see what has been said, and use it to their advantage or disadvantage? What are your thoughts, Gordon G. Chang?
There are two things about China's reaction. First of all, I think General Li Lo-Cheng, who was the other person on the phone with General Milley, he must have been stunned. Now, Chinese elite, both civilian and military, believe that the United States is in disarray and in terminal decline. And General Milley's calls, especially the one in January, I think would have reinforced that notion. And that means that would embolden the Chinese, and that would make them, of course, more belligerent, more dangerous. And that means that the U.S. security and the security of the region has been undermined. But the other thing is, I'm sure that General Li was thinking, where is the spy in Beijing? Remember, General Milley was talking about this because there was intelligence that the Chinese believed that Trump was going to attack them. There were no unusual movement of China's military. There were no civilian preparations. And there's nothing in the propaganda to suggest that they were worried about an attack. And that means General Li must have thought that if the Americans thought this, then there's a leak in either the Chinese military or in the top of the Communist Party. So I'm sure they're now looking in an intensified way for an American spy.
What does it say culturally to the Chinese leadership if our top general is saying to them, should we go on offense, I'm going to let you know? Is it aid and comfort to an enemy? Is China an enemy? Is it aid and comfort to that enemy? And how did the Chinese perceive it when it was offered?
Well, certainly it's more than just aid and comfort to an enemy. It's actionable intelligence, and this is treason. Remember, Beijing right now is in turmoil. It's got an economic crisis, a debt crisis that could bring down not only a particular real estate company, Evergrande, but it could bring down the Chinese economy, the banking system, the financial system, the political system. And so China right now probably has a use-it-or-lose-it mentality, and they're probably also thinking that the U.S. is in no position to oppose them. So this is one of the most dangerous periods that we've lived through.
Given the fact that we exited Afghanistan in the kind of disastrous way that we did, and given Chinese interest in that region, but also in just studying us, because something I've learned from talking to you is that they're always watching how we respond and how we react, does this change their time frame or calendar goals for Taiwan and what they want to see take place there?
It could very well change the time frame by accelerating it, because they might believe that the U.S. System might sort of come back into more stability, and so they might see this window of opportunity. We know that one thing, that they've been much more aggressive with regard to Taiwan. There are these incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. There have been these transits of the Japanese Strait there the Chinese Navy had never been before. And, of course, India is worried about a renewed incursion in Ladakh, high in the Himalayas. So China is pressing its neighbors to its south and to its east. And we are seeing much more pressure on the region than before.
Yeah. Does the disastrous exit in Afghanistan heighten that?
I think so, Kevin. And if you look at the Chinese propaganda, there were two immediate narratives in the wake of the fall of Kabul. There was that the U.S. would not come to the rescue of Taiwan when China invaded, and they used the when, not if. And
wow.
They also said more generally that if the U.S. could not stand up to the insurgents and the Taliban, how could it deal with mighty China? So I think that this actually does reflect Chinese thinking. It's more than just propaganda. It's more than just intimidation. And that is going to make the Chinese more bold. And that means that the risk of war has gone up.
Yeah. Let me then bring up the other kind of interesting news angle on this from this week. The Australia-UK-USA pact to give submarines to Australia. Is this a way that the U.S. can slightly flex and say, you know, we were bad in Afghanistan. We didn't have our act together, but we're still watching you. We've got an eye on you.
Yeah, the announcement of the pact and the pact with the UK and Australia is a really good move because it shows to Beijing that the region and indeed Europe is standing behind countries in Asia. And I think that's important because of this additional pressure on Japan, Taiwan, and India. The one thing I didn't like, Kevin, is that when President Biden announced it with the two prime ministers, he didn't use one word which was absolutely essential. And that word, of course, is China. Also, members of administration speaking to the press without attribution said that this was not directed at China. Well, of course it is. I mean, we're not worried about an invasion from Vanuatu. This is China. And when we don't say China, and when we say this is not directed at China, China actually believes that we're still afraid of them. And that is, that undercuts deterrence. So we need to be very clear about this in public to show the Chinese that we're no longer intimidated by what Beijing says.
Well, now that you've brought that to my attention, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We should have been talking it loud and clear, center of the conversation. Anyway, Gordon, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The Department of Homeland Security is deporting Haitian migrants to discourage more border crossers from streaming into a camp in South Texas. Human rights groups and some Democratic lawmakers oppose the plan. A crowd of more than 15,000 have crowded under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Texas lawmakers continue to criticize the administration's response, especially for not ensuring the migrants are vaccinated. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels.
The testing and the mandatory vaccines and stuff only apply, the travel restrictions only apply to the American people.
The Department of Homeland Security announced 400 border agents will be in Del Rio on Monday to help deal with the surge. They also say flights will be stepped up to send migrants back to their home countries. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin McCullough, you know we talk breaking news, what it means, and also why it matters every day. That's the focus around these parts. And someone who has lived that out on various multiple levels of the news process is the former press secretary for Donald J. Trump, but he's also the host of Spicer & Company on Newsmax TV, a great television show, I might add. Every now and then I get to pop on there with him and have always enjoyed that. Sean Spicer, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, always good to have you, sir.
It's
always great to be with you.
Now, let me ask you about, I know you probably don't miss the White House. I know you probably, the work speed and the pace and all the other stuff, but there are times when I just wish somebody was a fly on a wall in what's going on in there. And I'm curious your thoughts about this last week, General Milley, the phone calls to China, how it would be being received if, in fact, this was being revealed under the Trump presidency, and your general impression about what needs to happen here.
Well, so first of all, I want to say that, you know, and look, this is a Bob Woodward report, so let's be careful how much stock we put into it. But that being said, I think we can say if it were true, you know, and President Trump was on my show the other night, I asked him that, and he said, you know, I don't think that he would do that, but if he did, I think it would be treasonous. There's a couple things that your listeners need to know. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs is not in the chain of command. So the idea that he thinks that he needs to insert himself in a decision-making thing, it's false. And I think that they're just playing on the fact that most people don't understand that. Number two is that it's one thing to have a call. Yes, they keep saying, oh, this is normal for these folks to talk. Absolutely, it is normal. But what they're missing is the content, right? That's like saying everybody goes to lunch every day. Not everybody goes to lunch and then, like, blows up the restaurant. And they're trying to basically say everybody calls their counterparts. True, but that's not what he did. It's not the call that's coming. It's the content of that call that matters. Number three, I mean, look, I think that the reality is this, Kevin, to your point, if this was Trump, this would be totally different. And frankly, the thing that's so funny is that you got to ask yourself a question. If Milley starts talking about the cognitive decline and mental health of President Biden, are all these Democrats going to say the same thing? I don't think so.
I hadn't even thought about that angle on it, but what a pertinent point. And kind of goes to prove that, you know, we really trust the guy in the position that he's in, and he really needs to have the American people's back on this stuff. You know, I had a chance to speak with Gordon Chang over the last couple of days, and of course no one knows the Chinese reactions and minds and thoughts on this better than him. And the picture that he painted was not a good one for the U.S., that this type of activity, but even the reporting of this type of story, regardless of whether the facts are true or not, just the fact that this has become a controversy in the U.S. is really pouring gas on the flame for President Xi, for General Liu, for all of the ones that were involved in the process of this. They are observing what we are dealing with. They see how dysfunctional the U.S. is, and this is possibly emboldening them to consider action on Taiwan even sooner. And they were already probably beginning to anticipate moving the confrontation there up a little bit based on our disastrous Afghanistan exit. Sean Spicer, you handled press for the president. Your reaction to the idea that China's actually loving this, right? They're putting the meme up of Michael Jackson eating the popcorn. I mean, that's their view right now.
Well, between the amount of spending that we're doing, they're going to finance. That's great for them. Number two, you know, these strategic military mistakes that we're making. I mean, think about this. If true, and I keep prefacing this, if they're being told, we'll give you a heads up anytime we do anything. I mean, holy smokes, I graduated from the Naval War College. So, you know, you read Sun Tzu right off the bat, which, you know, the last thing you do is tell your enemy anything. You don't want to project any idea. You want you catch your enemy by surprise. So the idea that we would give them a heads up, think about this. If you're a general in China, you're going to President Xi saying, hey, don't worry, they're going to call us before we do anything, but we never made any similar promises, so you want to go get Taiwan? Let's roll.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the fear, and it's being solidified in their mind day by day as they watch what's happening here, which is really, you know, that's not just the president and the White House that's causing that. That's also our media complex that is creating some of that.
And you just hit you just hit the nail on the head. That's the other point here that can't get missed, is that you have a complicit media currently that literally this White House cannot do anything wrong, and they will get, you know, a pass on everything. There is nothing. I did an interview with someone the other day talking about the White House press staff and what I thought of them. And I said, I mean, how tough of a job is it if you don't have to, every time you do something, you know that no one's going to question you. They're going to, you know, echo everything that you say and do. It's a hell of an easy job if you know that they're basically transcribers that work in the White House press corps.
Yeah, no, they're just an extension of the press office. You know, here's our position on it.
Exactly. Sean Spicer, hold your thought right there, because we're going to continue our discussion with you. And he's got a brand new book out as well. Very excited to announce that to you tonight. Sean Spicer, our guest here on Radio Night Live. You can watch him weeknights on Newsmax every night on Spicer and Company. We've also got a big hour celebrating Broadway in hour two tonight. You don't want to miss this. Plus, special music from Come From Away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The
speaking with Sean Spicer, who's co-host of Spicer & Company weeknights on Newsmax. The Biden administration took a rather remarkable and fairly significant step in removing all of President Trump's appointees to the military academy boards. We're talking about West Point. We're talking about the Naval Academy. We're talking about Air Force. And not only is it noticeable that he did it, but that this has not been done by any of his predecessors. Obama didn't remove Bush people. Bush didn't remove Clinton people. Clinton didn't remove H.W. Bush people when they became president. But he took this unprecedented step. You were actually impacted by this because you had been appointed to one of the military academy boards. Talk to us about not only your experience in having this happen to you, but what kind of historical precedent it sets and why it's important.
Yeah, it's a great point. So President Trump appointed me to the board of the U.S. Naval Academy in 2019 for a three-year term. President Biden on Wednesday asked for my resignation as well as the resignations of Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, Lieutenant General Guy Swan, who is the head of Army North, General Jack Keane, who was the vice chief of the Army during his time on active duty. And so, first of all, I said no. I have since sent a letter to them. But this is unprecedented, as you pointed out. There are people that are appointed to presidential boards. For example, I was appointed to the President's Commission on White House Fellows. When Biden took office, he asked for my resignation, and I gave it to him because that is a presidential advisory board. He has a right as president to have who he wants. This is not that same thing. This is a statutory board set up by Congress to provide oversight of the military service academies, right? And so there are people appointed by the president, the vice president, the speaker of the House, and the Senate majority leader. And so it has never happened in history that another president has tried to terminate a previous president's terms. Now, just for the record, I have 3 months left on my term, so I'm not really sure what they, which amounts to one meeting. I'm really not entirely sure what, how they felt threatened by that, but whatever. So that's never happened before. And then you alluded to this, but when asked why, Jen Psaki at a White House briefing said that, qualifications was the issue. Well, as I just mentioned, Lieutenant General McMaster, Lieutenant General Swan, General Keane, Captain Megan Mobbs, who's an Afghanistan veteran and West Point grad. I served 22 years in the military, graduated from the U.S. Naval War College, served under five presidents, multiple joint tours, various awards and decorations. And I have Jen Psaki standing in the White House press briefing room, who's never served a day in the military, questioning my credentials, which I can't find more disrespectful of anything that anyone can do when it comes to serving the country.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that Sean has gone out of his way not to be critical of Ms. Psaki or any past press secretary, because he has held within his motive of character to not do that. But on this point, I think
justified,
Sean.
I want to be clear to your audience, because I appreciate the kind words, but I think your audience needs to understand this, that there's been this unwritten tradition where one press secretary, no previous press secretary, criticizes the current. Right, it's a tough job. You mentioned it a moment ago, the intensity, the scrutiny.
Yeah.
So there's always been this tradition of just, you don't criticize the current press secretary. When Jen was asked about these boards, these terminations that President Biden had asked for, she could have said anything in the world. Right? She could have said the president wants these people to resign, and the president, whatever, who cares? She chose to call me out by name and question my qualifications in service to this country. Right? I didn't bring her up. I've always said that, I'm not going to critique Jen while she's in office. That's really da-da-da. She sat there. She could have, there was 11 people dismissed. She personally chose to call out my service. And again, I said this at the time, and I want to repeat this. I will never question anybody's service to this country. Some people serve right in the military. Some people are first responders. Some people serve on a PTA or a community, organization that helps your neighborhood feel better. That's fine. Whatever you want to do is up to you. I don't really care. I just think that we all have a role to play in making the country better. But don't you dare question my service and commitment to this country. And when Jen Psaki went to the White House briefing room and stood there in front of all those people and acted as though I was some kind of political hack, it was one of the most disrespectful things that I've ever had said about me. And again, the thing is that she went out of her way to do it, which was really sort of the thing of it that got me, is that I was like, you didn't have to say that. You chose to do it.
Well, it reflects very accurately, I think, the disrespect that the administration has for people outside their own circle. And this is one of the reasons, Sean, why we got into such a mess with the Afghanistan evac. President Trump left a very detailed plan for the evacuation as based on conditions and based on the Taliban being forced to admit certain things and not allow certain things to happen. And there were conditions up and down that it would have all happened by. It had to be completely rejected by the current administration simply because it was President Trump's plan. At this point in time, that type of petty childishness is going to get, and it did in Afghanistan, get 13 Americans killed. And there's more that are going to die because it's this insane and this petty and this childish.
On Inauguration Day, Joe Biden says he's going to be the president for all people and unify us. He's politicized Military Service Academy. He's politicized the CDC, the FDA. And just today, the FAA is saying that you can't fly a drone over where all those thousands of migrants are legally coming into the country. These guys, I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done.
Well, and have nothing but complete contempt for people that have any questions about whether or not they should have done it, which is the bigger problem in many respects. Sean, you've got a new book called Radical Nation. It addresses some of what we're talking about right here. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's dangerous plan for America. It comes out in October. What's it about?
Well, it's about the people and the policies of this administration. There's an entire chapter, which is so ironic, about qualifications. For example, why is Dennis McDonough, a guy who's never served in the military, never worked with veterans, never been involved in health care, leading the VA? I mean, why is Susan Rice, whose entire experience in foreign policy, leading the Domestic Policy Council? Why are they trying to make D.C. a state? Why are they allowing thousands of people to go over the border? I walk through all of this in the book and explain the big why.
Well, and friends, I think you're gonna learn a lot. We will have Sean back on before it hits the streets because it does come out towards the end of October. But congratulations on yet another, what I predict will be very quickly a New York Times best-selling title for you, Sean. And we always appreciate it. And we want everybody to be watching weeknights on Newsmax for Spicer & Company.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Sean Spicer sharing some time with us here on Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, our first musical guest for the night, it's the entire cast of Come From Away, one of the big debut Broadway performances that's going to be opening up in the next couple of weeks. And in the next hour, we will dedicate the hour to the return of Broadway. And the new lead, one of the new female leads for Come From Away, will be with us. Her name is Pearl Sun. She's just one of many broadcast voices we will hear from in the Broadway voices in the second hour. It's Radio Night Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Radio Night Live, the Tony Award-winning cast have come from away, and welcome to The Rock.
Tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's airports. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander. Everybody knows everybody else, and everybody in this room has a story about how they started that day.
Welcome to The Rock. If you come them away, it's not really understandable to half of what we say. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland.
Welcome to The Rock.
That morning I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike. So I'm covering for Annette, who's running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day. So I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased. Until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of.
Where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
This is Shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland.
Welcome to the rock.
That morning, I'm in my car. The kids cross Airport Boulevard to get to school. And that time of day, people are in a little bit of a rush to get to work and stuff. So, normally I sit there and run my radar. And if they're speeding, I'll stop them and write out a warning ticket. I'll write STHD. Slow the hell down.
Welcome to the land where the winter strikes and kill us instead.
We will not be killed.
Welcome to the land where the water
Welcome to the land where we lost our loved ones and we said
we will still go on.
Welcome to the land where the winds try to blow
and we said no.
That morning I drop my kids off at school and head to the SPCA where I'm greeted by my other kids, all barking and meowing for breakfast and a belly rub. Not that I'm complaining, I love them. But by the time feeding is done, I got to get back to pick up my human kids. So I take just 1 second for myself and I'm sitting in my car.
I'm in the staff room.
I'm in the library.
And I turn on the radio.
I'm running my radar when Bonnie comes by. She pulls off and she's waving at me like mad. So I roll out my window and she says,
turn on the radio.
Slow it down, Bonnie.
Turn on your radio.
You are here at the final moment on the edge of the world where the river meets the sea. Here on the edge of the Atlantic, on an island in between.
I'm
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.